Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is night two of Matt Chat's expansion here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and I just want to say tonight's SmackDown was better than I expected. SmackDown is quickly becoming the A show, and Raw needs to do a lot of work to catch up because they're just not keeping up with SmackDown at the moment. But what I wanted to talk about tonight is why I decided to expand Matt Chat and what my plans are for the future. Why I decided to expand Matt Chat is, well, there's actually a lot of reasons. The number one reason is I've been doing this show for 9 years, paying to do it, and honestly getting nothing in return except very minimal exposure. My plan is to increase the exposure of the show, eventually get paid to do the show, and then expand into a vast multimedia empire. I want to do shoot interviews, I want to do videos, I want to do, oh, and there will be a YouTube channel coming soon, so be on the lookout for Ace Diamond's YouTube channel coming soon to a computer near you. To do smartphone apps, I basically want to do everything that I can to build to build my brand. Not just Matt Chat, I want to build the Ace Diamond brand to be bigger than what it is right now, because right now it's not big at all. And like I said, I plan a major multimedia empire coming soon with, like I said, interviews, shoot interviews. I will have people talking from the heart, giving their true feelings on a number of topics. And like I said, videos, all sorts of things. And I'm going to keep Matt Chat going because this is what got this all started. And this is this is, like I said, 9.5 years almost of my life that I've devoted to this show, and aside from a couple of brief hiatuses that I've had to take for medical reasons, I've tried my absolute best to keep this show going. And I don't plan on giving it up anytime soon. So, in the future, you will see different things on social media from me, on Facebook, Twitter, maybe even Instagram. You'll just see a lot more of Matt Chat and Ace Diamond all over the internet. And honestly, my plan is to eventually, several years from now, hopefully, well, not several years, hopefully, within the next 5 years, I want Matt Chat and I want Ace Diamond to be a worldwide known name. And I want, oh, also talent representation. Now, I'm not talking going to the ring with guys. I'm talking behind the scenes, helping talent get bookings, helping them negotiate booking fees, and things of that nature. That is one thing that I plan on expanding in the very near future. If I can make that work. So if any promoters are out there and want to do business with any of my clients, well, technically right now I only have one client, Mark Magnum, who you can find on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. If you would like to do business with my client, message me on Facebook and we can discuss business. Those are just a few things that I have planned for the future. Because, like I said last night, I have a different vision for professional wrestling than what's out there right now. And honestly, right now, what's out there currently is sometimes difficult to watch. But I still do it. SmackDown, like I said, is a lot easier to watch than Raw. Speaking of SmackDown, let's talk about Randy Orton's promo. Randy Orton, probably the number two promo guy in WWE right now, right behind Paul Heyman. And Miz is a very close third. Because the promos that Randy Orton has cut the last 2 weeks have been amazing. Actually, I'd say the last month. But since Randy Orton has turned heel, the promos that he's been cutting have been absolutely amazing. And he is, like I said, I think he's one of the top promo guys in the company right now. And I would say, being in the company of Paul Heyman and The Miz, as far as promos go, is very good company, because those guys are two of the best, I'd say, ever on the microphone. But, you know, I was hoping that maybe some people would call in. I posted a link on Facebook, or I posted a link on Twitter. If you saw the link and don't see the phone number to call in is 323-870-3411. And if you'd like to call in, I encourage you to do so. I love having guests on the show. I love talking professional wrestling. I don't especially love to just listen to myself talk, but I did it last night and I thought it went pretty well. The show will be a lot better when I have guests on. Because, like I said, talking just by myself is not the easiest thing in the world. I sometimes make do. I plan to have a guest, hopefully tomorrow. I will be lining up a guest for Matt Chat. Hopefully, we will be able to discuss a multitude of topics. So, be looking for an announcement on that sometime early tomorrow, because tomorrow I'm going to be going back to the 7 o'clock time slot, and I'm going to hopefully have I actually have no idea who my guest is going to be, but I've got some feelers out for possible guests for tomorrow. I know several people I would like to have. I don't know if they're necessarily going to be available time that I would like to have them on. So there may be a change in what time I decide to do the show. But as things stand right now, Matt Chat will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, and I will have a guest lined up so that you don't have to hear me talking to myself the entire time. Now, there was a rumor earlier tonight that, or earlier this afternoon actually, that Hulk Hogan was going to be at Down, and obviously he did not appear on camera. And I saw a video earlier this afternoon also where Scott Hall and Kevin Nash were at Hogan's Beach Shop in Orlando, which got me to thinking, if Hogan comes, will Hall and Nash come with him? And will we get an NWO reunion on SmackDown? Because a rumor that I had heard, and I don't like to talk rumors very often, but this one seems kind of interesting. The rumor that I heard was that the NWO was going to be brought back possibly on SmackDown, possibly with AJ Styles leading the way. So I think a good way to do that would be for Hogan, Hall, and Nash to show up, present AJ Styles with the NWO colors, and tell him that the NWO is his now to run with it and to make them proud. And, you know, I can already see you know, I believe Anderson and Gallows are on SmackDown now. I always have trouble remembering who's on which show when people aren't on every week. But I believe Anderson and Gallows are on SmackDown, so I could see AJ, Anderson, and Gallows being the new Hogan, Hall, and Nash. So I could actually see that being the new version of the NWO. And then, of course, like the NWO did, have it grow. And then have it get out of hand, of course, to where pretty much everybody's a member of the NWO. And eventually have it die like WCW did. At least that's the way I would imagine that will go. But like I said, that's just a rumor that I've heard, or that's just several rumors that I've heard, actually. Also, before I end the show, I do want to say that I read that a good friend of mine who I've had on the show, Eric Fallen, has left his home company and is looking for bookings. While I do not represent Mr. Fallen, like I said, he is someone that I very much respect and somebody I consider a friend. I highly recommend to any promoter out there listening to book Eric Fallen, because you will not find a harder working And apologies to my client when I say all of this. You will not find a harder working, more charismatic wrestler than the paranormal Eric Fallen. So, promoters, get in touch with Eric Fallen. You will not be disappointed. He's hardworking. He's extremely talented. He's very charismatic. And he's a great influence on younger guys in the locker room, at least from what I've seen. So, and when he's outside the ring, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. So, but, you know, I'm running out of time, and I just want to say, not this coming Saturday, the following Saturday, August the 18th, which also happens to be a good friend of mine's birthday, NWF Fan Fest at the UAW Hall, Outback, great wrestling action, gates open at 2 for VIPs, 2:30 for general admission. And the action starts at 5 with the VIP matches starting, I believe, at 2:15. So, but that's all the time I have. Well, that's all the time I'm going to take up, because I am running out of things to talk about. So, ladies and gentlemen, night 2 wasn't nearly as good as night 1, but have a great night, everybody.